Hello and welcome to the Professional Coach course. I'm really pleased that you're here. I'm looking forward to taking you through all of these different modules, and I hope that you get a lot out of the course as we go through it. This is really just the introduction. There's more content in terms of why. Hello, and welcome to the Professional Coach course. I'm really excited that you're doing this course. I think it's going to really help you to help you get. Hello, and welcome to the Professional Coach course. Through all of these modules in the Professional Coach course, we'll take you through and help you to develop the skills, the thought processes, some models, some concepts, some ideas, and a way of working with people that's going to help them get the best out of their performance through you assisting that. Because I guess it's important to understand what coaching is. And for me, coaching is about a relationship. About a relationship that helps you to get the best out of somebody you're coaching, helps them to achieve the goals that they want to achieve. So it's a relationship that involves you using a lot of skills around listening, around questioning, around challenging, around suggesting. But primarily, it's about enabling. It's about enabling the person to come up with their own solutions to the problem, to help them understand the best way for them to improve. Because research has shown that most people like to be in control of their own destinies, in charge of their own lives, if you like. And only 10% of people are likely to continuously input and implement ideas that have come from other people, whereas 90% of people are likely to put a lot of effort into implementing their own ideas. So the job of a coach primarily is to draw those ideas out of the person so that they find their own solutions rather than ones that you impose on them. And so in that sense, coaching is non-directional. There are, of course, directional elements of coaching. And I guess to some extent, coaching came a long way in sports coaching, where people who were very, very good at what they did, because most coaches, most sports people have coaches all of the time, and it's not because they're not good at what they do, it's because they're very good at what they do and they want to get even better at it. And sometimes in sports coaching, it will be very directive, and people will be taking apart a tennis player's serve and telling them to do it differently so that they get a better result. Because from sitting outside and watching, you can see if you've got the knowledge and the skill, you can see a way of improving what they do that they perhaps haven't thought of. Important thing to recognize here is that a coach doesn't have to be an amazing sports person themselves. Otherwise, it's the coaches who'd be winning all of the medals and not the athletes. What they do need to understand is what the process is and what people are going through and how to improve it. So sports coaching can be, on some levels, quite directive. It can also be non-directive as well in terms of helping people understand what goals they want and helping them find the solutions. So some coaching is directive, some is non-directive. Life coaching is typically very non-directive. And if I'm working with somebody on goals for their life, then it would be very much about taking the lead from them in terms of what they want and how they're going to achieve it. Sometimes if I'm working with somebody as a performance coach within an organization or elsewhere, then I'll start from a position of being very non-directive in terms of what is it you're looking for. The problem with a non-directive approach, though, is that sometimes people can't come up with solutions. They can't come up with ways of working that are going to help them improve because they just don't have the knowledge. So in that instance, I use what I call semi-directive coaching. And it's an approach that we've developed over the years where we'll start from a non-directive approach where I assume that you have all the answers to help you get better at what you want to do. But I also accept that there'll come a point where you might not have the ideas, you might not have the knowledge, you might not have the theory, you might not have the models or the way of behaving. And in that situation, I can introduce models that might help the individual develop and understand. And then introducing that model along the lines of, have you thought about this? Or this is something that you might find useful. And then we'll go back to a non-directive approach, which will be then, so how do you think you can apply it? What we don't do as coaches is give advice. What we do do is help people find the best way for them to get what it is that they're looking for, whether that's an improvement in performance or a new job or something else around their life goals. So it's a great journey to be on, and it requires you walking alongside that person for their journey, not your journey. This is about their journey. And it's important to recognize that as a coach, you're here for the other person. You might be here for the organization who might be paying you to coach that individual because they see some benefit in that individual performing better and maybe enhancing their career. So there's a benefit to the organization. So you are there for that individual to help them perform in the way that they perform. And it's difficult for those of us, and let's face it, most of us have got an ego. It's difficult for us to put that ego to one side. But what I've found is that the process, the tools and the techniques that you're going to learn on this course will help you to put your ego to one side because you'll be focusing on those processes and you'll be focusing on the individual. So enjoy this part of your coaching journey. And before you embark on your coaching journeys with lots of individuals, you will be doing some coaching as part of this course. And I really recommend that you do that because the best way to learn how to coach is to coach people. But as in semi-directive approach, there's probably some things you're very familiar with and some things that you're not familiar with. And so this course will introduce some of those tools and techniques and processes that will really enhance your ability to coach people and help you get them where they want to be.